It's Monday, August 21st, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The World Christian Database shows that Nepal has one of the fastest growing Christian populations in the world. The World View spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern, who has visited Nepal a number of times. He said that the Hindu caste system is the biggest reason that many of the poorest Nepalese are turning to Christ.
You have to look at the social makeup of a place like Nepal. You have Hinduism as the dominant religion, which includes the issue of the caste system. So you have a society that's built in tiers, where you have the Brahmins who live at the top of that social hierarchy that's created in Hinduism. But then you also have the Dalits, who also exist in a place like Nepal. And unfortunately, these Dalits, even though discriminating on the basis of caste is technically illegal in Nepal, it's still widely practiced.
Stark said that the story of the unconditional love of Jesus for all peoples is what really touches these Nepalese.
You have in Hinduism this idea that I'm born into this station of being untouchable. For me to do my duty in this lifetime, I have to accept my position as the lowest in society and be okay with the fact that I'm going to be marginalized and discriminated against. There's nothing I can do about it. So when you have the gospel come to a place where that's your belief system, when a message comes to you and says, no, you're loved by your creator equally as everyone else, that is a radical message.
John 3:17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Meanwhile, Christianity in North Korea continues to grow despite being the worst for persecution. The U.S. State Department's recent report on religious freedom worldwide called out North Korea for their violation of the, quote, right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, unquote. However, a defector from North Korea who is helping underground churches there recently told The Telegraph in an interview that respect and worship of Kim Jong-un and his family is decreasing while, quote, the Christian church is also growing and deepening its roots, unquote. Christian Aid launched an appeal last Friday for emergency donations to help the 3,000 families left homeless and devastated in Sierra Leone, West Africa, by recent flooding and mudslides. Around 400 people have died as a result of the landslide, and 600 more are missing. You can support the victims in Sierra Leone through Christian Aid in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Microsoft billionaire Paul G. Allen announced last Friday that his research vessel found the wreckage of the USS Indianapolis in the Philippine Sea. The Indianapolis famously delivered the crucial components of the Hiroshima atomic bomb, but was sunk shortly afterwards in July.